As I mentioned earlier this week, the Torah emphasizes how central women were to Jewish survival in Egypt and to facilitating the Geula process, as we see Yocheved and Miriam in Perek Beis. Chazal formulate this as Bischar Nashim Tzidkaniot Niglu Avotenu Mitzrayim, as Sachar for the righteous women, the Jews were redeemed from Mitzrayim. Chazal speak about this more at length in the Gemara in Sota Daf Yud Bet Amud Aleph, where they speak about how it was Miriam who convinced Amram to reconnect with Yocheved, and later it was Miriam who prophesied about Moshe, the newborn baby, to be the one to save the Jewish people. Unfortunately, much to all of their chagrin, they were forced to put Moshe into the Nile River, and people wondered about what would happen with this prophecy. Sota, Yud Beis Amud Beis, the Gemara says, Amar Aviyah V'tipcha al Rosha, the father slapped her in the head or tapped her on the head. Amar la biti hecha nevuatayich. What happened to your nevuah? Pasuk continues and tells us that Miriam followed through, stood and watched what would happen to the baby. Pasuk pshat, she wanted to see what would happen with the baby. Rashi says she wanted to see what would happen with the nevuah. She did not lose faith in her nevuah. This phrase, vatetatzav achoto mirachok, appears in one other place in the Torah in a very similar fashion. When Avram approaches the place of the Akedah, it says, "Bayom ha'shlishi vayisa Avram et einav vayar et hamakom mirachok." Rav Nachman Mibreslov, quoted in Lekutei Halachos, Hilchot Shiluach HaKein, makes the connection between these two psukim. It says, both of these situations were difficult ones. Avram being called upon to sacrifice Yitzchak, Miriam seeing what's happening to her younger brother, who she had hoped and prophesied would be the Goel. And says Rav Nachman, both of the psukim expressed the same ability, to be able to see from a distance the Yeshua that's not yet evident, to be able to see through and see past what's in front of you. And then he adds, V'cheinu v'chol dor, v'chloliyot u'v'fratiyot u'v'fratei pratiyot, asher I efshar levayer. So it is in every generation, being able to see the generalities and the specifics and the exact minor details. Misha mistakel heitev, someone who looks carefully, can see the Yeshua, can see it even from a distance. This is obviously so important in our generation, where there are often challenges and frustrations, to be able to see past and see the direction that the Jewish people are going in, to see the Yeshua from Hashem for us as a nation, bechlaliyut, and for us as individuals, befratiyut, and the details of our lives, befratei fratiyut, to be able to be on the level of Miriam, who was able, and Avram, who were able to see merachok. Shabbat shalom.